Welcome to episode zero of the Carlina Show. I'm your host, Carlina Angwin, and I'm recording this today in Chattanooga, Tennessee. It's May 27th, 2018. And those of you who are probably listening now are friends of mine that I sequestered into liking my Instagram or Facebook page and following this show. So thank you for that. For today, I just wanted to give an overview of the podcast, what I hope to do with it, why I wanted to start a podcast, and then the essence of the show will begin in episode one, where we start interviewing people. So I have been listening to podcasts for about 4 years or so now, and I find them to be a useful medium to consume information and hear interesting conversations and news and commentary that I can listen to while I'm driving to work or when I'm walking or cleaning the house or whatever. I listen to a lot of different podcasts, and there's ones that I like that I find myself drawn to, and those are the ones that I hope to emulate with this podcast. This will be an interview type podcast where I will be talking to people and then posting that conversation as the different episodes. So I toyed with the idea of what my strategy would be with this podcast, whether I would keep it to stories of the southeastern Tennessee, or if it would be international, national. I thought about lots of different ideas came to mind, but what I've narrowed it down to now is I'm interested in talking to people who have overcome a challenge and decided to make a big change in their life. And I want to know about that challenge. I want to know what led up to it, what they decided to do, and how their life has changed because of that big challenge. And so I'm inspired by Joseph Campbell, who's a mythologist, and just to give you a very brief summary of what Joseph Campbell has done, he's a mythologist who studied the stories from different cultures, and deduced them all down to a very simple, I don't want to say formula, but what's called the hero's journey. So, basically all of the stories that he studied from all these different cultures had similar, plot points, and they basically all begin with what's called the status quo, where the hero or the protagonist in the story is living life like he always has. And it may be good, it may not, he may be seeking something else, but is not quite sure how to get there. And then there's an inciting incident, which is an event that happens. And it could be an event that he sought out himself, or something that happened to him that was unexpected. And in either way, there's a change that needs to be made. And so the hero crosses the threshold and basically goes into this new world or this new way of life that's very different from what he knew. And there's obstacles that he has to overcome in order to make his way through this journey. And ultimately what happens is there's a shift in perception. There's a transformation that happens before the hero comes back to where he began. And by the time he comes back, he sees his world, he sees his relationship to where he comes from and the world differently. He has a shift in perception. And then what that hero does is he shares the story of his journey and what he learned with others, and then inspires them to make a change, make a difference in their lives. And so we see this hero's journey. We can see it in, for example, Star Wars, where George Lucas, the writer-director of Star Wars, he actually used Joseph Campbell's plot points when writing that movie. And so that's one example. Another example is The Hunger Games. The Hunger Games is an example of a hero's journey. So with this podcast, what I want to do is talk to people who have had their own personal hero's journey. So they found themselves in the status quo and they wanted to get out of it. And that could be either they wanted to change their job. They wanted to start their own business. They wanted to leave what they knew and travel. Or maybe something happened to them. There was an accident. There was a death, and they saw their world in a new way and decided to make some changes. So there's a lot of different examples of this. And what I hope is that by, people sharing these stories and what they've learned from them and the shift in perception that they've had because of this experience, I'm hoping that it will inspire other people. And mostly the people that I plan to interview are going to be just ordinary people who have experienced possibly extraordinary events. I'm not looking to interview celebrities, because I'm trying to think of how many celebrities I know, and there's maybe four. Once, of course, this podcast gets so much bigger, maybe the celebrities will be knocking on my door, but I kind of doubt it. But right now, I'm just really interested in ordinary folk. And so I hope you enjoy this podcast. I hope you subscribe. I hope that if you know someone who overcame a huge challenge, a huge hurdle, and you think they would be good for to interview for this podcast, reach out to me, because I'm going to start off with people that I know for now. I know a few people. I have a few people on my list. Some of them know it. Some of them don't know it yet. But eventually, I do hope to reach out to other people so that I don't know. So thanks for listening, and we'll get this started in. I'm hoping in August 2018, we'll have the first episode out. So until then.